Focus on your breath. Notice where you feel the breath as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Try to breathe in a way that feels good, deep down inside. Open up all the breath channels in your body, all the way down to your toes. This is good for the body, it's good for the mind. We have that phrase that we chant when we extend goodwill to ourselves. May I look after myself with ease. That means we're going to need some skills, because we're born into this world. As the Buddha said, the human world is a world where people have both good karma and bad karma. The pleasures and pains that come in through the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Those come from our past karma, over which we have no control. But we do have some control over our present karma, so focus on that. As the Buddha said, when the results of past bad actions come, if your mind is narrow and confined, it's like putting a lump of salt into a little cup of water, or charging a fine from a poor person. Because there's so little water in the cup, it is too salty to drink. Because the poor person doesn't have much money, gets thrown in jail because he can't pay the fine. But if your mind is expansive, the thoughts of goodwill, virtue, discernment, the ability to not be overcome by pleasure or pain, and it's like putting that lump of salt into a large river, clean water. You can still drink the water because there's so much more of it. It's like being fine when you're wealthy. You can pay the fine because you have so much more wealth. So focus on what you're doing right now, what your contribution is. That's how you look after yourself with ease. And one of the ways of doing that, of course, is to strengthen the mind in its mindfulness, concentration, discernment, as we're doing right now. You're mindful to keep the breath in mind. Try to stay with the topic of the concentration. Don't let outside noises or other thoughts get in the way. And discernment, seeing how when the mind goes out in certain ways, it's going to cause trouble for itself. Focus on certain things, it's going to cause trouble for itself. Why cause the trouble? Focus on things where you can avoid the trouble. Ways of thinking, ways of looking at the world, ways of looking at yourself, to make it easier to look after yourself with ease. That way, no matter what your old past karma throws at you, you can catch it with skill. And you don't have to suffer from it. That's how we live in this world, wisely. So we need to develop these strengths inside, the strength of conviction that your present actions really do make a difference. Persistence in trying to do as much skillful practice as you can. Mindfulness, concentration, discernment. Work on these skills. And then whatever happens, you can look after yourself with ease. You've got your toolbox with you. You've got your skills. Those make all the difference.